From the United Church of Christ of California, Missouri, this is a time of hope.
In the name of the Creator, the Christ, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Amen. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In the beginning, the Spirit of God swept over the face of the waters.
In the beginning, God said, "Let us make mankind in our image."
And so we came into being, created by God who exists in community.
We are here as God's community to worship the source of our being.
Okay, children.
children, it's your special time in the service. Come on up.
Our children's time is led by Jenny Medlin.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome. It's so great to see everybody here. So, in the beginning, before God created the earth, did you know it was dark?
Yes, it was dark, right? The Bible says the world was dark.
And God, He's all light. He is light. He is love, and He wanted to bring it to the world. So, He created everything in it. And He asked us to be disciples. So we're kind of like God's light, right? So today I'd like to demonstrate this a little bit about how we can go out and be disciples. So, when God creates us, we are one light. See that little wick in there? That's the light. We're that one light. What happens if we decide we're just going to stay ourselves? We're not going to share our light. What happens? It's going to diminish. It's going to go out. But is it going to go over? Is it going to go out? You guys see it disappearing? The light is going out. So alone, if we don't share our gifts, our talents, and the light God gives us, sometimes we can suffocate. We can slip out. We don't feel as light anymore. But God says, go out, be disciples. Be fishermen of men. Share your light. So what happens when we light this one back up that represents us, and then we share that light? What happens? It gets brighter and brighter. Now we have green, right? And as we continue to pass this on, it gets bigger and brighter. And we continue to share it until the whole world is shining with God's light and God's love. Isn't that wonderful? Do you guys think you can help eat candles and God's light and love and go out and share and make it bigger and brighter? Yeah, wonderful. I pray we can too. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Father, help remember to be candles of your light and of your love. And rather than to keep it to ourselves, to share our talents and our gifts, and share your word with those friends of ours from school, with acquaintances or strangers even, saying simple things like bless you when they sneeze, or praying for them at night or in the morning. Father, it's these things we pray in your name. Amen.
Our Old Testament lesson, the story of creation, and our epistle lesson from 2 Corinthians is read by Carla Clennon. It's followed by the New Testament lesson and sermon, A God With Us Always, by our interim pastor, Reverend Eugene Ma.
In the beginning, God created the heaven, the earth, heaven and earth. And the earth was without form and void, and the darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was moving over the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness He called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, one day. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it spread in the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and separated the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. And there was evening, and there was morning, a second day. And God said, let the water and the heavens and the gathered together in one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. God called the dry land earth, and the waters that he gathered together he called the seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth put forth vegetation, plants yielding seed, and fruit trees bearing fruit, in which there are seeds, each according to its kind, upon the earth. And it was so. The earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seeds, according to their own kinds, and the trees bearing fruit, in which there were seeds, each according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, a third day. And God said, let there be light in the firmament of the heaven, and separate the day from the night, and let them be for the signs of the seas, suns of 44 days and years, and let them be light in a firmament of the heavens to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights. The greater light he ruled the day, and the lesser light to the rule by night. He made the stars also. And God set them forth a firmament of the heavens to give light upon the earth, to rule over the day and over the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, a fourth day. And God said, let the waters bring forth swarms of living creatures, and let the birds fly to the earth across the firmament of the heavens. So God created the sea monsters and every living creature that moves, with which the waters swarm, according to their kind, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let the birds multiply on the earth. And there was evening, and there was morning, a fifth day. And God said, let the earth bring forth living creatures according to their kinds, cattle and creepy things, and beasts of the earth according to their kinds. And it was so. And God made the beasts of the earth according to their kind, and the cattle according to their kind, and everything that creeps upon the ground according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, let us make man in our image, like after the likeness, and let them be dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creepy thing that creeps upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. And God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth with the subdue in it. And I have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every plant yielding seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree with seed in this its fruit, and you shall have them for food. And it is every beast of the earth, and every bird of the air, and everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has the breath of life. I have given every green plant for food. And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, a sixth day. Thus the earth and the heavens were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God finished his work, which he had done, and all rested on the seventh day, and all his work which had done. So God blessed the seventh day and hallowed it, because it was God's rest from all of his work, which he had done in creation. These are the generations of the heaven and the earth which when they were created. Here ends our first lesson. Our second lesson comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 11 through 14. Finally, brethren, farewell. Mend your ways, heed my appeal. Agree with one another, live in peace, and God of love and peace will be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss, and the saints greet you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. Here ends our second lesson.
Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 28th chapter. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always to the close of the age. Here ends the reading of the Gospel. Well, dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The story is told of Cardinal Cushing of Boston, that he was called to the side of a man who had collapsed on the floor of a department store. And the cardinal, who was then a parish priest, asked the man, who he thought was dying, whether he believed in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And the man opened one eye and looked to those standing around. He says, here I am dying, and he's asking me riddles. Asking me riddles. Well, today is Trinity Sunday, and we think of God as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And sometimes we say, confusing? Is it one or is it three? What are you talking about? And we just say both, in many ways, both. Well, you know, sometimes in a rather simplistic way, I explain it this way, and I can look at a number of, I'll say men of the congregation right now, you look like a good person here, and I expect that you had a father, so that you were a son, and that you are a father, but you're also a husband. Are there three of you? No. There's only one. But it's the way we see each other and the roles that we are in. So we might have different expressions at different times in our lives, but we're still one. Well, see, this is a festival that's built around a doctrine or belief rather than around a story or a person. And so rather than a riddle, it's more of a case of who God is and what God does for us. And we are caught up in the grandeur and glory of these experiences. But there's more of it for today than this. So we ask, how do we experience this God? Well, it just seems like there's too much of God to experience God in just one way. And that's why we seem to have three different ones indeed. This God who promised to be with us always, as the Gospel says, and now we rediscover some of the greatness of these experiences with God. First of all, we see that life is a gift. You heard the long story of the first reading, wasn't it? The creation story, so eloquently done. And God stands outside of his creation and he gives it to us as a gift. All of creation. We see the seas, God hanging the stars in the sky, shaping the fish, and everything God said, it was good. It was good over and over. And the story goes on, and it's not so much how God created, but who this God is. And we look at these things. He begins, he speaks, he makes, he structures, he gives, he blesses, he approves, and he is finished. It is a birthing event all the power of creation rests with this God. And to top it all off, he places us in charge. Did you notice that? Have dominion over the earth and everything in it. Places us in charge. And it is a story of how we come to be God's people. He calls us into a relationship with him and even made us in his image. We are here called into an intriguing partnership with God. But the partnership lives on. It wasn't just then. It's an unfinished story today. And so we could even say here today, not knowing who's who and all of these names yet out here, you know, Carol was born and God called it very good. Or Jim was born and God said that it was good. Or Joyce was born, or John, or Mary, or Frank, or Sarah, God saw that all was good. All of us. In the Creed, there is a reflection of our experience of God. You'll confess it later again. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. And if you believe, your catechism is much like the one I'm familiar with. Or Martin Luther always added that little, what does this mean to it? Or was ist das, he may have said in his language. And then there's words something like this. I believe that God has created me and all that exists. Me and all that exists. And the gift goes on. It's captured in the life and death of Jesus that you have played out in these last months in your church life again. And God goes on then with the power and care of the Holy Spirit. All these experiences of God. We hear this as we receive that blessing and that second lesson for today. The experience of the grace of Christ. We revel in the love of God. And we're sent out on our way in the communion of the Holy Spirit. See, this blessing is personally tied and knotted together in our lives, I expect, from the time we were baptized. All of that richness was here. You were probably baptized, and unless I missed my guess, then probably the words were said in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Then, as we have been blessed and brought into the story, we then are commanded to go out and be involved and pass on that power and authority. Go, baptize, teach, simple and direct, as Jesus gives his instructions to his disciples. We sort of know it's something important when he goes to the mountain. He takes his disciples to the mountain. Every time something important happens, it seems like Jesus goes off to the mountain. That's his favorite place. It was a place of temptation. It was a place of teaching. It was a place of prayer, a place of healings, a place of transfiguration, and now here a place of his final farewell. It's a rather important message to those he's leaving behind. You know, whenever we take on a new position in life, we are rather in awe of what that might mean. When a policeman puts on a badge for the first time, this policeman might realize the tremendous authority that the community has invested in him or her to provide security, to bring justice, and to assist people with their problems of life. When a doctor hangs up that shingle and invites people to become patients, the doctor begins to appreciate the faith that these people have in his or her education. Or when a person might be in charge of sending a spaceship to lift up, there's total confidence in the people who built the craft, or who engineered the computers to run it, or who made the fuel for it. See? And when Jesus Christ commissioned us to make disciples of all nations, he had confidence that God would provide us with all of the tools necessary to bring men, women, and children into a living relationship with God. And he gives us greater tools to know that we experience God in more ways than one. Here today, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We may not have been have realized that Holy Trinity Sunday was also about us. But we too are commissioned, as the disciples were, to go and baptize and teach. Sometimes we never know when the message we share gets through to those who encounter life. There was a chaplain who was ministering to a dying soldier, and that soldier asked the chaplain to write a letter to his former church school teacher. Tell her that I die a Christian because of what she taught from the Word of God when I was in her Sunday school class as a child. And after sending that message, the chaplain received a reply from the Sunday school teacher. May God in mercy forgive me. Last month, I resigned from teaching my class because I felt my teaching had been fruitless. And then your letter came. May God forgive me for my impatience and lack of faith. I shall ask to be permitted to return to the privilege of teaching again. And I promise by God's grace not to fail again. Yes, you never know. The same may be for us who are sitting out here today. You never know when your teaching reaches a heart here or there. But remember, a God who is with us always, today and always, through all of our experiences, our joys, our sorrows, our battles, our blessings, our ups, our downs, that God is there and gives us a calm and a courage. Think of the little boy who could hardly wait to tell his grandparents about his first trip to the ocean. It was a vacation trip, and he was enthusiastic, and he described how he went into these waves up to his waist. And his grandfather says, well, were you not afraid to go into the water? Oh, no. I knew I would be okay. Well, how would you know that? Well, I had a hold of my mother's hand. See, Jesus promised his disciples that he would be with them for two or three more days or two or three more weeks. No. I would be with you always. Always. We do not need to fear going into the ocean waves or to meet whatever challenges lie ahead or share our story of faith about what God has done for you. For we remember who it is who has promised to be with us always. Amen. And the peace of God which passes all understanding be your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
Glad you joined us in this time of hope. If you don't have a church home in this area, please come and grow with us at the United Church of Christ of California, Missouri. Sunday school starts at 9:30 this morning with church following at 10:30. Until we meet again, may God bless and keep you.